Read on, August 2022. America's first permanent English settlement threatened by climate change. Floods and rising sea levels could destroy the former colony of Jamestown, Virginia. American English by Jessica Stewart. The island of Jamestown, Virginia is an important part of American history. In 1607, a group of 104 people from England sailed there and made it their new home, creating the first permanent English settlement in North America and naming it after their king, James I. Over the years, the settlement survived disease, famine, and war, but today it may have met its match. Climate change may finally put an end to the settlement. The National Trust for Historic Preservation has added Jamestown to the list of the most endangered historical places in the U.S. Early settlers chose Jamestown for its location, according to the U.S. National Park Service. While Jamestown is now an island, it used to be a peninsula, surrounded on three sides by water. The water protected the settlement from attacks, let friendly ships safely pass through to deliver supplies, and made it easier for settlers to communicate with the outside world. James Horn, the president of the Jamestown Rediscovery Foundation, told the BBC that that water has now become the most destructive part of Jamestown. Sea levels in the area have been rising, and rainstorms have become more frequent. Horn said that there are multiple challenges at Jamestown, and that they all have something to do with climate change. Essentially, he says, we can't get rid of the water. Already, the surrounding James River has eroded away the western part of the settlement. Archaeologist Sean Romo told the Washington Post that some areas of the island, which may have contained historic artifacts, are also now underwater. If Jamestown is lost, the U.S. will not only lose a part of its history, it will also lose a way to study that history. During the winter of 1609 to 1610, Jamestown settlers lived through what was known as the starving time. According to the National Park Service, there was little to eat, and settlers were too afraid to leave the settlement to look for food, as they thought they would be killed by Native Americans. By early 1610, 80% to 90% of the settlers had died. It wasn't until 2013 that researchers were able to prove how some survivors made it through the winter. They ate their already dead neighbors. Archaeologists had found the bones of a teenage girl on the island who had been cut up and eaten. Digs continue on the island to this day, but the work is at risk. Catherine Malone France, the chief preservation officer at the National Trust for Historic Preservation, told the BBC that there's a 5-year window to deal with Jamestown's water problems before it becomes too hard to fight climate change there. Luckily, some work has already begun. Jamestown Rediscovery has raised $2 million to reinforce a 121-year-old seawall on the island. The seawall is made of blocks that could fall out after years of being hit by river water. More help is needed, though. Michael Lavin, the director of collections and conservation for Jamestown Rediscovery, told the Washington Post that the landscape must be changed so that Jamestown can deal better with climate change. Roads on the island need to be higher, and Jamestown also needs a modern drainage system. The one it has is from the 1950s. He expects this to cost tens of millions of dollars. It's a small price to pay to hold on to a piece of American history.